Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question:
I'd like to buy a vibrator, but I have no idea how to go about getting one. I'm too embarrassed to go into a store, but I'm also hesitant about buying online. Can you give any advice about how and where to get vibrators?
What a great question. Many women and men wonder where they can buy vibrators or other sex toys. Not everyone feels comfortable shopping in an adult bookstore, and even if they do, not all stores are equipped to display sexual enhancement products in a way that helps consumers to learn more about them. When it comes to vibrators specifically, women and men are often curious about the size, material, and texture of the toy, as well as its volume or intensity. Some people prefer very strong vibration, whereas others prefer light vibration. Then there are toys with multiple speeds or certain speed patterns, such as those that pulse. These are the types of issues that are better addressed in person, particularly for women and men who are new to toys. In the past 5 to 10 years, in-home sex toy parties have become one way that an increasing number of women have been learning about and purchasing vibrators and other sexual enhancement products, such as dildos, personal lubricants, and massage products. In-home sex toy parties are usually run in a way that connects the women who sell the products with a woman hostess who invites her own women friends or coworkers to come to her house and enjoy the party. In this way, some people have described in-home sex toy parties as being similar to Tupperware or Mary Kay parties, but they happen to sell products related to sex rather than kitchen tools or makeup. An advantage of these parties is that women can touch and turn on many of the sample products so that they can get a better idea of the size, material, texture, volume, and intensity of the vibrator they are considering buying. That said, there are also an increasing number of women-oriented adult bookstores that display toys you can pick up, touch, and turn on. In Chicago, one will find Early to Bed, Tulip, and G Boutique. In San Francisco, there's Good Vibrations. And in New York and Seattle, Babeland. These stores are among a growing trend of female-friendly shops that sometimes look more like boutiques than stereotypical adult bookstores. They are often well-lit, are sometimes in prime retail space, and tend to be staffed with female employees who are often both comfortable and knowledgeable about sexual enhancement products. There are also two books that you may find helpful as you explore more about toy options, including The Good Vibrations Guide to Sex and another book called Sex Toys 101. In short, there are a range of options for learning more about sexual enhancement products, including vibrators. You can find more information about these books and others on our website.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenik, sexual health researcher and educator. You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more by visiting our website, where you can also submit questions to be answered on future episodes. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.